the sister in Sicily has cancer. We remember also Sister Aurora. She's still in the hospital. And we'll continue to pray for her. And also for all brothers which are missing tonight. May God help each one of us. Tribulation are always there, and also trials. And because of COVID, sadness is around us. Nevertheless, we know that the Lord is the winner. And we wait for the end to come and to go home. It is also true that nothing will be as before for this radical change, man. And everything around us is changing. Politics, bureaucracy, and yeah. We wait upon the Lord for Him to work. Because many have said that 2021 and 2022 will be in the same way. But we know that the Lord takes care of all things. Now we pray, then we continue to read. Maybe tonight we will finish to read. Where is Brother Samuel? Is working tonight, and also Brother Santo. May God be with them and bless them. Let's bow our head. We believe in the Almighty and in the omniscience, our Savior. He knows all our hearts and also all our needs. And knows each one of us and everything that we need. He will strengthen us, giving us the inner strength to reach the end. May He strengthen us in obedience of His word, because there are still many interpretations among us, let me say it. Many things which have to be fixed. And for us having the prophetic word, we can see as the devil moves. But we know that the Lord has the rod in His hand and leads everything. The devil cannot do anything except God permits him to do it. As we spoke earlier, instead of having the strength to be ready and to see what the Lord does, we are focused and careful about what the devil does around us. Rather, we should care about spiritual things and for our preparation and for that faith which we have to receive in order to be raptured. Hallelujah. Wonderful Heavenly Father, truly with all the hearts we come before Thee, knowing that you are present among us, even if the screen is between us. But we have the brotherly communion. We are with you and you are with us. And we are focused to the goal in which goal you prepare your bride. Come tonight, Lord, speak to us and bring us forth with you in that glorious reign, even if we don't see it yet, but by faith, we can see it already. Yes, Lord. Still a little of time, and the one who has to come shall come. Bless your church and bless the hearts. Heal sick people, which we have mentioned, because you are able to destroy the work of the devil. And this is an absolute truth. And also all those who are listening, they have in their heart and they know that you are able and you are the mighty one, the only one who can destroy all diseases. You are able to do it. That's why once more tonight we come before thee in the name of Jesus Christ, united, knowing that you work for the glory of your namesake. Sick people in your church, they are yours. We personally do not know them, but you know them. Be with us through your word, and let your blessing be upon each heart tonight, and let your word penetrate in each heart. We thank you, Lord, and we adore you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless every single heart here present. We read from page 55. We can see how the Lord gives us revelation and shows us things clearly. And it helps us to be stable in faith, to be steadfast in Christ. I read from beginning of page. We have already read it, but I start here. In spite of the deep ways we walk, we can have confidence in God that He will make all things work for the good of those who love Him. After a 100% pure proclamation of the word, we have the right to expect 100% pure action of the Holy Spirit. I ask everyone not to continue to participate in these all useless speeches, but instead to come closer to God in prayer to truly understand what He says. The Lord gives everyone a chance. Let us take advantage of it. It is late, but not too late yet. The Lord gives everyone a chance. So let us take advantage of it. We have to take advantage of what the Lord says now. We do not have to care about what the devil does. He's trying to destroy the plan of God, but he cannot do it. And we all know that what the Lord as planned with the bride, He will fulfill it. We continue to read, all those who have fallen into the devil's trap must humble themselves, especially those who have set the trap. Here Brother Frank speaks in reference with what took place in Krefeld as the devil introduced himself in the midst of the church and he took control of the whole church. This is the only way to break the forbidden. For true believers, the time of liberation from Satan's power is arrived. Hallelujah. It's true, as the scripture says in Revelation chapter 11, they have won through the blood of Christ and by the word of God. And our strength is the word of God. May the Lord grant us the strength to continue the work. As for me, I can only stand humbly before Him and on the foundation that the Lord gave me when He cried out to me from the midst of the tender. It was the only time that in His wrath He spoke to me in His reproachful tone. Why didn't He give me other reasons or reproach me? I have the deepest respect for God's sovereignty and can only stick to what He told me. That is why I'm not going to let myself be drawn into arguments that do not really concern this subject. Here, Brother Frank speaks about the argument and let us read in Romans 8:33. The word of God says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." There is an assurance when we trust in the word of God and we believe in Him. Then His word becomes truth in us. And then we are convinced to belong to Christ. We can read also in Romans chapter 16, verse 25. From verse 20. "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Then you can read from 25 to 27. God has revealed His word, and Satan shall be bruised under our feet. And as we said before, it's written in Revelation that they have won by the blood of Christ and the word of God. I continue to read. "When I think back to the thunderclap and the voice that came out of it," now is Brother Frank commenting. At that time, Brother Frank did not desire to hear that voice. But as he fell into a trap, the Lord spoke to him in order to bring him out of that situation, that wrong position, and to redirect him in the right path. "When I think back to the thunderclap and the voice that came out of it, it still pierces me to my marrow and my bones every time. God speaks certain arguments." We can read in John 12, verse 28. Hallelujah. here we see what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both, glorify it, and I will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it say that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. So the thunderclap happened to Brother Frank, but it's also for all of us to be in the truth, to believe in the truth, and not to work in lie. It was not just for him, but for all of us. We can make kind of a parallelism there with the word of John 12:28. We can also read it from above. Now is my soul trouble. What shall I say? So here we can see God has established Brother Frank to keep us in the truth. I'm not making a parallelism between Brother Frank and Jesus, but I'm just saying about the work of God in the midst of church. The correction which God has made in the midst of his church. For us today to realize the genuine word, and then when we read the scripture, we have that assurance to say this is truly the word of God. I have made a firm decision for the rest of my life not to listen to anyone's voice in spiritual matter. From the day I said to my wife, I will no longer listen to anything you say, Satan's sphere of influence was cut off and his fury manifested itself fully. So when we discover where the influence comes from, and we discover the plan of the devil, what he does in our lives, only then we can receive victory. And we can also pronounce it, thus said the Lord, Satan, depart from me in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a divine reality. Then we read other passages of scripture. Satan's sphere of influence was cut off, and his fury manifested itself fully. Exactly like the epileptic man. Before the devil leaves his body, he shakes him in a terrible way. It's the same thing which the devil does when he's unmasked. Now the hour of God has come to destroy by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the entire fortress of Satan. The thoughts of true believers and all their action must be brought to the obedience of the word. Here we got the point. how thought must be brought to obedience. We continue to read, at the very moment Satan is unmasked, he has lost his right to the truth of the redeemed by the blood forever. Hallelujah. We can see this also in the Old Testament, when servant of God or the prophet, the kings, when they were not walking in God's will, maybe because they were under some wrong influence, then when the prophet of God presented himself before them and told them the right way, then they used to come to conscience and then come back to God or go back to God, and then the communion between God and his people was also restored. You can also just represent your own walk from the time you believe until today. How many times have you seen things which came from the devil, but you escaped from them and you continue to walk in the path of God? How many times did it happen? Because once the devil is unmasked, he lost the right and he lost his strength. He has no power anymore to destroy our life. Let us read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. We have already spoke about this passage of the scripture. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. This passage is clear. Verse 4. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. You see how God is wonderful. Let us also read in Ephesians. Ephesians 6, verse 17. We all know this passage of scripture. As we heard before, we have to seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We have not to follow what can bring us in the wrong direction. Christ's words must become our lives. We can start from verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. This is the dart, say the Lord. The devil is the father of lies. He cannot do anything against the truth because the bride is the result of the truth. Otherwise, there should not be a bride, and he should be like a denominational bride, or it should be a denominational bride. Let us read also in John. Be patient with me, Aga. I have with me different passages of scripture. John chapter 3, verse 8. Or we can start from verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Or we can start from verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. But the next verse is glorious. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So it everyone that is born of the Spirit. God preserves us and keeps us in His Word. Let us read also Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Who can take this word? For him, I believe just the elect and the born of God are able to take this word for them. I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the Spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. The chosen one remains chosen one. Let's go back in John. John chapter 16, verse 8. I believe in every word of God. And if you believe in the word of God, each word is for you and is for me. Now we have to separate what is flesh and what is spirit, for the spirit to overcome the flesh and to take over. When I speak about fight, it's not a carnal fight. It's not against flesh and blood, but against spirit. And in this fight, the Lord gave us already victory. John 16, verse 8. We can start from verse 7. Here it speaks about the comforter. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. This took place already. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So the word of the Spirit of God convince the word of sin. So verse 9, of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Hallelujah. The prince of this world is judged. Now the church of the overcomers must take victory and dwell and remain in that victory. Everything which takes place now around us is the plan of God. It's also true that sorrow is there and affliction, but this affliction is a good affliction because it makes you cry to the Lord for him to come or to return. We cry to him. Saying, Lord, free us from this trouble. As the world is suffering, also people of God are passing through sufferances, but they have a refuge, like Israel when he was in Egypt. He was in his place, Goshen. He was in rest, and it was not touched by the plea or plagues. And then when the time has come, they went out to enter in the promised land. And in Colossians is written that we are hidden in Christ. That is a sure place. It is your faith and my faith which does that through the word of God. We are hidden in Christ. When there is a turbulence, and we are pulled here and there, but we are still here. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14. Hallelujah. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject of bondage. How many people still in the midst of people of God are afraid of death? How many? This word is for us. May God reveal this word in our heart. Verse 15 again, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angel, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sin of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. I told you, our succor comes from him. He's the winner of Golgotha. He made us victorious. Let us continue to read. Here is the next, another part of the circular letter. The theme as old as the world. This is a title. The whole question about marriage and divorce, unfortunately, always comes up again. The topic is intentionally raised by some to distract attention from their own action and particular teaching. I grieved for this and would like to speak clearly on this point as well. I'm convinced that God hates many things. Divorce, first of all. For in the beginning, it was not part of his plans. Amen. And why was it not? Why was it not in his plan? Is a question this. Because God did not want divorce, and God never thought that Adam and Eve will divorce. You read. But what is striking about this question is that it was not asked by the disciples, but by Pharisees. And we know Pharisees people are religious people, or were religious people. If anything had changed in this regard to this day, I don't know. In Matthew 19, our Lord speaks about it, among others in verse 3, and the Pharisees came to him, tempting him and saying unto him, it is lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Everyone can read Jesus' answer in verse 4 to 6. We all know these things. Then they questioned him again and asked him, why then did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement and put her away? Verse 7. As we can see in the next verse, it was not a command, but only a concession. Namely, let us go back. It was a concession. Let us go in Matthew 19. Namely, it was not the perfect will of God, but a permissive will of God. In verse 8, the Lord answered them, Moses, because of your hardness of your heart, allowed you, Moses, because of your hardness of heart. Here we see how God defends his servants. Because here Moses was pushed to do this thing, to allow them. And we also see here how God defends his servant. Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, allowed you to put away your wives, but in the beginning was not so. Brother Branham, by divine instruction, has also enlightened the subject from all angles and brought it to the most recent position, which is obligatory for us. However, what the Lord said at that time in this regard is still valid today. Not everyone received this saying, except those to whom it is given. He is true. The more we read, and the more we enter in our Lord's mind, as is written in Corinthians, is wonderful. Not everyone received this saying, except those to whom it is given. Meaning that today, the main thing is the revelation. when God in the 6th day created Adam, first he was created in the likeness of God, then he formed him from the dust. And when God gave Eve to him, it was God who did it. He has chosen Eve for Adam. Then Adam, when he saw her, he could say, "Thou art Isha." And today when we hear about here in Europe, Britain here in Europe or in Africa, we can still see that many mistakes were made in the past. We can also say yes, it might be for the lack of revelation or instruction at that time. There is a brochure, Brother Frank, about marriage. God has planned just a union, not a separation or divorce. So before a man come to marry, is to understand these things. Revelation is needed. On page 36, Brother Branham, in the preaching Marriage and Divorce, he could say, "I forgive you." So addressing two people in his church. So to forgive, you need love. That was after he had a revelation from the cloud, from the angels. So you need love to forgive. Let us read something in Matthew 3 for us to enter into divine reality, for it is important. Verse 19. Matthew chapter 3. Now, Matthew chapter 13. Here is the parable, Matthew 13 from verse 19. So we understand how it is necessary to have the revelation, as is written in Matthew 16:16, when the Lord told to Peter, "It is my Father in heaven who revealed you these things." We continue to read the circular letter. On page 36, paragraph 222 of the preaching Marriage and Divorce, Brother Branham says, "Let us return to the subject of marriage and divorce." So you see, it has to be revealed. Until it is revealed, you don't know it. Until it is revealed, you don't know it. He promised that in this last day, in this age, every mystery would be revealed. It's written in Revelation chapter 10. Jesus has promised it all the mystery would have been revealed in the last days. So it was. If you have the brochure, Marriage and Divorce, I will read it here for you. And Brother Branham made a parallelism with the church. Do you remember in the Bible the king who married Esther? Because the queen has disobeyed to the king and he refused to present herself before him. Likewise, when a wife does so to his husband, and the same thing is with the church. When I read the word of God, I rejoice. I don't know how to explain it. Same thing happened with the church in this age in which we live. Refuse to be pregnant to the of the word of God. We are not Lutheran, we are not Methodist, but we must be children. And we must be pregnant of the word of God to produce children of a child seed. As he has to be a child of the message of the end time, the message of this hour. There is nothing else. And these words are important. So it was from the preaching Marriage and Divorce. Paragraph 210. It is for a lack of revelation that people today have made many teachings in the passage of Revelation chapter 10. Out of that passage, with the angel of the seventh age, all the mysteries of God had to be or supposed to be revealed. In 1 Corinthians 6, 1-6, the Apostle Paul states that believers should not settle their dispute before unbelieving judges. Saints are destined to judge the world and even fallen angels. Here in Italy, we have one transmission in TV. They always speak about separation, divorce. People are bringing out all their private life in front of everyone, and it is a shame. You can see young couples there in the transmission speaking about their wife or husband in and out, and this is terrible. With the infamous intention of making my life totally impossible, the calumnies have reached and surpassed their climax during the publication of the divorce decree and other documents. This was wrong, and Brother Frank could not accept it. By nature, I tend to place all things in the hand of the one who will judge fairly, because he does not only see what is visible to man, but because he knows the circumstances and the motives of earth, of the hearts. However, as the misery is filled, I find myself compelled to mention some things that I would have preferred to leave where they were, because I'm truly convinced that personal things must remain private. I will never forget the day in January 1981, when I was dying in the hospital. I heard the following words: "I tell you, if you ever really had to leave the hospital, here we can see the wife wishing dead to his husband. I tell you, if you ever really had to leave the hospital, I assure you that the first thing I will do is to go to the lawyer." After I was released from the hospital at the end of January, of my own responsibility, I had to find out a few days later that my wife had carried out a threat, as it appears from the copy of the first letter from the lawyer, dated February 9, 1981. In June 1980, she had already informed me of her decision to no longer eat or drink at my table, nor to have any communion whatsoever with me. On this, she left, and her last words were, "You will never see me again." She then moved to Colchide, near Eschen. I protest against all accusation of having sent my wife away, respectively of having filed for divorce. Such statements come from the same demonic force source from which the previous spiritual deception came. Separation can take place or divorce because of faith. We read it already in the above pages, page 41. If you are not able to go there, I will read it just for you. It is written in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. In this case, verse 15, "But if the unbelieving part depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such case, but God has called us to peace." And the blame is going to be upon the one who departs. And the point here is that they were not united by God. And it is true. That's why in Matthew 19, it is written there, "What God has united, do not separate them." That's why also Adam and Eve, they could not be separated, because God was the one who united them. The wife is a type of the bride of Christ. So an exception is only because of faith. We continue to read here. The divorce process lasted for years, going from one lawyer to another. All the divorce formalities were settled. Not once during this time did she express any intention to continue living together. Here we can see Brother Frank has exhorted her to continue to be together, but it does not work. To this day, she still clearly remains on this position, on the position she had expressed before, namely that she no longer wants communion with me. The lawyers finally wanted to close this case and formulated on May 13, 1983, in our presence, an agreement according to which I would declare myself ready to be a petitioner. We both signed this document. For this reason, in the divorce sentence, I was given the juridical formula of petitioner. Although this was only a formality so that the divorce proceeding initiated by her could finally be concluded. Usually, after 1 year of separation, divorce can be pronounced. After 3 years, it is pronounced. Usually, it can be pronounced after 1 year, but it's a must after 3 years. I waited beyond the assigned time on March 26, 1985. Again, on my way to the hearing, I told the Lord once again that I was ready to live with my wife. I was only waiting for her to answer me with a yes to the question she was asked whether or not she wanted to continue married life. However, when the judge asked her a question, she did not even answer. In this whole matter, Satan had only one goal, that of undermining my ministry that is related to the work of God and making it not credible. My wife said to me textually, if it was the work of God, it could not be destroyed at all. But since it is your work, it must be destroyed. I had this into bracket. In Lausanne, in Switzerland, the same identical thing took place. And they did not realize. Also has her. Did not realize that was a missionary work. And then she was thinking it was the work of Brother Frank. We continue to read. For years, she collaborated with great zeal in this work. But now it is clear that she is even more zealous in her effort to bring about total mistrust among believers and unbelievers, adults and children. It should be obvious to everyone that such a way of doing things is not normal. According to the Holy Scripture, there is no a single reason for a woman to leave her husband. Even if she could put forward 1,000 arguments, none of them would stand before God. If anyone thinks there's one, then I urge them to show me the corresponding biblical passage. The Lord never allowed a woman to give a divorce letter to her husband. It is the cursed spirit of this age of emancipation that inspired women to despise their husband. In the time of prophet and apostle, something similar would have been unimaginable, even among pagans. Here we do not condemn women, but it's just about taking the right position, because they are also daughter of God and they are anchored in the scripture, and if they take their place, there is no problem. Here we want just to show how the devil has used a woman . We are just showing things as they are. And for this reason, today is difficult to bring such a preaching. If already in the year 65, it was hard to preach in such a way, just imagine today in 2021, it is going to be like an atomic bomb, even worse than Hiroshima. It is true. Hallelujah. As I say, and I say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, children of God are hidden in Jesus Christ. And also in the message, those who are not in their place, they will be deceived. We continue to read. Paul states in 1 Corinthians 7, 10 to 11 that a woman who separates from her husband must either remain alone or be reconciled with him. This burden is not imposed on the man. The passage dealing with this theme should be read with great care. In verse 1 to 7, it is stated that in general, every man should have his wife and every woman should have her husband. In many other Bible passages, different issues are dealt with. For example, it says that a married woman is bound by law to her husband as long as he lives. Romans 7, verse 2, and 1 Corinthians 7:39. Of course, nothing is said about a man because he does not need to be alone. This is another detail. It's an important detail. Go and teach this today. Go and say it. Once more, of course, nothing is said about a man because he does not need to be alone. This is what the Creator commanded. If a woman leaves her husband, he is absolutely free and can remarry. Because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 18, the Lord says, it is not good for a man to be alone. It's not written, it is not good for a woman to be alone. Hallelujah. Let's continue. This is what Brother Branham teaches in an absolutely scriptural way. In his preaching, Marriage and Divorce, paragraph 199 to 211. You can read it. In paragraph 210, he gives the example of the king Ahasuerus, whose wife only once refused to obey, which allowed him to marry Esther. All that is dealt with. All that is dealt with there is thus say the Lord. And as I can say it before the Lord, this is a part of restoration. In which everything has found its place. A man, a woman, both has realized their position, and they both walk according to thus say the Lord. The Lord manifested himself in the cloud in order for this message, marriage and divorce, to be preached, and also the opening of the seals. We continue. And thus the Roman Catholic yoke of tradition is broken forever. Because all of the sentences of what we hear from the denominational church, they all have their roots from the Catholic Church. Before the preaching marriage and divorce, did not the Lord come down in the same clouds as before the opening of seven seal to express his last word in the subject as a supreme judge? Whoever does not accept this happen to be in opposition to God and the word of God, and covers the whole matters with the Babylonian mantle. By doing so, he remains in confusion. Here too, the divine order must also be fully restored. Hallelujah. It must be put in order. As Satan from the beginning chose the woman as his instrument, he do everything possible to keep her under his dominion. He won't find a better instrument. This is true. It needed the intervention of God in such a fragile team. God had to come in the form of a cloud to give this revelation to Brother Branham. Let us read some scripture in Joshua. Let's read in Joshua chapter 7. Here, during the battle, Israel has a lost. People died because verse 21, because of fault of Achan. When I saw among the spoil of goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekel of silver and a wage of gold of 50 shekel weight, that I covered them, and I took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tents, and the silver under it. This is was the forbidden, so they could not take it. Or the accursed.
a curse. Then they are to remove, they take away the curse from among them. So Joshua called all children of Israel tribe by tribe, and out of the tribe of Judah, the sword fall in the family of Achan. But what I want to see here, or to show you, what is the Babylon garment? The Talmud has its origin from Babylon. The Talmud is the book which Jewish people read until these days. You can read also in Zechariah chapter 13. Verse 4. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision when he had prophesied, neither shall they wear a wolf garment to deceive. Verse 5. But he shall say, I'm no prophet. And this mantle or garment, it was a Babylonian, it was a religious mantle. As we read before, when he said Babylonian mantle or garment is a religious mantle, and today many has this religious mantle, but they don't realize it. May God help us. Here we read that the prophet has to be ashamed of their vision. But he shall say, I'm no prophet, I'm an husbandman. And verse 6, and one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. Here, when the Lord will reveal himself, and we come in the Mount of Zion, and they will recognize him. What I wanted to say, just this Babylonian mantle, is a religious mantle. Elijah has a mantle which was then left to Elisha, also John the Baptist. But Babylonian mantle is a religious one. According to 1 Corinthians 11:9, man was not created because of woman, but woman because of man. God did not say to Eve, it is not good for you to be alone. But he said to Adam, it is not good for man to be alone. I make him an helper for him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Hallelujah. If the bride of Christ, sons and daughters, are in their place and are in his likeness, as God made Eve for Adam, the same is for the church. It's written in Ephesians that God himself will present to Jesus Christ a bride who is blameless, without wrinkle, and without spot. the chosen one are perfectly what God was looking for, Christ, the bridegroom. I don't know if your heart rejoiced like mine. We are perfectly in the word of God. God has chosen the bride because he is embedded with the word of God, and no one will be lost. I shall not lose any of those the Father has given me. That's what the Lord said. A woman who gets rid of her husband, who from the biblical point of view is her leader, beheads herself. And this thing is unthinkable before people. But the woman who is regenerated it is written here, she deprives herself of her head and loses her sight. Why does Satan choose a woman? Because a woman without a man is nothing. When God says to Adam, if you eat of that tree, you shall die, Eve was not there. So Adam was the one to keep the situation under control. The bride or the church, if it does not receive the revelation from Christ, she cannot leave the church. And we as a church cannot do anything without him, as the scripture said. So we can see exactly the right position of the church, likewise of the wife. Submitted to the word and obedient to the word. And then we will live such an harmony. If we only could do that. And tonight I'd like to go to meet the Lord. I'm fine to go. And I know this thing cannot be said in a different way or said in a different way. When the bride will enter fully in Christ, she shall be raptured, or she will be raptured. I continue to read. So much has been said about this in the Old and New Testament that there should not be a single question left in this regard. Moreover, this had been exposed by Brother Branham in the summarized and clear manner. I myself have also dealt with it in details. He who is righteous in his heart will understand it rightly. He who thinks wrongly will understand it wrongly. It does not make sense to repeat the point of view of denomination in this regard. Here we see once more the Babylonian mantle. There is no sense to repeat the point of view of denomination in this regard. We must accept the exposition of this subject as part of the message, as well as the teaching of the Godhead, baptism, and all the other things. Whoever cannot understand this is thus testifying he is not standing with God. There are men who have chosen the path of least resistance and kneel before their wives without realizing that they are in reality dominated by enemy. I thought about Ahab when I read this. It's one of many. He was under a wife, and she was a prophetess. She took control of all. Jezebel was the one who commanded to kill Naboth for his own field. And today, unfortunately, these things are still among believers. And sometimes they don't even realize it. It is because there is no revelation. The roles between man and woman are different. Only when we understand it, there is a blessing of God and the help of God. Hallelujah. The time has come to order all things biblically and put them in their right place. Everyone must take his or her position before God within the limits of the word. Acts chapter 3 verse 21, also Matthew 17:11. Elijah shall come and restore all things. We all know these passages. Time has come to order all things biblically and to put them in their place. Everyone must take his or her position before God within the limits of the word. I've seen long enough how people have been thrown into deep distress. Also, me, I have seen these things in the years 70 and 80. I have seen it with my own eyes. There was distress, opposition, and that was wrong. It was a wrong opposition. And those who had revelation at that time to understand, they cried to God, because there was distress and sufferance. Believe it, my friends. Believe me. With all your heart, believe me. After then, everyone has taken his own direction. The impact was terrible. There is a price to pay for the knowledge of the truth. These trials, the servant God went through them. We continue to read. Some, under this demonic influence, have allowed themselves to be drawn into words that have led them beyond the dividing line, ahead to cross the chasm of Satan's cunning and treachery in all its depth, in order to escape the devil's deceptive game forever. They did not realize that God has freed them. But as they had the wrong knowledge and the wrong position, they were in the wrong position that led them to be under the demonic influence, and they were slave and submitted to the wrong interpretation. We continue to read. Because decency forbids me to touch the character of deity of the person, I'm only referring to the spiritual realm. Satan, the ancient serpent, understood very well how to make his deception worthy of faith, meaning by using biblical passage, for without it believers would not walk. So using the biblical passage without any revelation, people can fall in the trap. As the church now, Matthew 4 from 1 to 11, when Jesus was tempted or the three temptations, it was a word answering to a word. Just finish this page, then we close. It was in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11 that was presented as an excuse. The reason that a woman presents for not eating at the common table are repeated throughout the world. And not only do they abstain from eating with me, but also in the same way they avoid those who do not take a stand against me. This, it seems like a fighter from Sicily. So if my father has a problem with yours or against yours, the problem becomes also me and between me and you. So try to understand this spiritually. Thank God that none of the six sins mentioned in this passage from 1 Corinthians 5 are my concern. Verse 11 must be taken in whole context of 1 Corinthians 5, which is set out by Paul. Here people have taken this scripture out of their context, or out of his context. I read once more. Verse 11 must be taken in the whole context of 1 Corinthians 5, which is set out by Paul. Paul was right to say that something like this did not even happen among Gentiles, even less so among the believers. Such a man was to be delivered up to Satan. He was under the anathema curse. Is either lied with his father's wife, for he lifted up the skirts of his father's garment. Deuteronomy 27:20. But what do I have to do with such a case? In Leviticus 18:8, we read, you should not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife, for it is the nakedness of your father. Paul pronounced his sentence according to the word of God against the man in question, who had brought the curse upon himself. As for the accusation against me, it can only come from Satan, who distorts the word, who is never satisfied until he has caused confusion and disorder everywhere. Do you see? I feel obliged to read these passages for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I start verse 9. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, not altogether with the fornicator of this world, of with the covetous, extortioner, or with idolater, for them must ye need out of the world. But remember, the Lord said, if your enemy is hungry, give him food, or if he's thirsty, give him water. Here we want to press in verse 11. And verse 11 goes together with verse 1, 2, and 3. In order to be delivered to Satan's hands. So everything should be put in its right place. Awesome psalm. Continue to read here. Only when brothers and sisters realize that the devil has deceived them in a very refined way by means of biblical passage and quotation can they be freed from his seduction and be torn from his sphere of influence. And from that moment then, Satan's loses his right and power, and the believer, they can be freed and find back their initial position and continue his work or their work with the Lord. Once the devil is unmasked or unveiled, he loses his strength. From the persecuted ones, we become hunters. Before the devil was persecuting you, but then you change roles. You are now the one casting him away. That's why we need discernment to understand what the devil wants to do, and then to stop him in the name of Jesus Christ. After a while, the Lord will give us strength and victory. What took place in the past is still taking place today among many brothers, because they are deceived by the devil. You read it once more. Only when brothers and sisters realize that the devil has deceived them in a very refined way by means of biblical passages and quotation can be they freed from his seduction and be torn from his sphere of influence. On the one hand, they know that they are the fruits of this ministry established by God, because they are accepted. They accepted the word with joy. On the other hand, they are shown the image of an unscrupulous criminal. Here we see this two facets of the same coins, as written in James. Can the same fountain or same source give bitter and sweet water? We stop here, and then next Thursday we continue, by God will, and we finish this part. It's not Lord wonderful God has granted us grace to understand this thing and to escape from the trap of the devil. May the Lord bless this church. Reading these things, we are led to reflect, and in our reflection we know that the Lord and his blood has forgiven us, and he will continue to do it all along our walk, showing us the truth more and more, for us to dwell and to remain in this truth. Let us pray. May Lord visit us once more tonight, and may prepare us also for Sunday. May he give us now a blessing. We want to thank the Lord. Some brothers, they had to wake up early tomorrow morning, but me, I'm retired already, and here Brother Carmelo also, Sister Carmela, Brother Patty, Brother Bruno, and Brother Francesco almost there. Let us thank the Lord. Let him take in our hand our lives. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for love which you have for your people. May your grace and love convince us in the truth, because you are the only one who has the truth. Thank you for the revelation and this message, which has to be accepted through Holy Spirit. Thank you, mighty and wonderful God, for your blessing. It's true that tonight you used our brother to speak to us, but we know that you are the one speaking. Bless your church and lead us as we are going to sleep. Give us rest and your blessing. For those who we walk, also for all the sisters which work more than us, having always to do home, prepare us also for Sunday and help us and give us also more on Sunday. We commit all things in your hand, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.